Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk.
Well, God bless you. This is Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you, and we thank God for all your presence. Amen. That are coming to you wherever you might be, in your home, your family. Amen. And we are here, amen, as always, amen, to encourage you. And wherever you might be, call a friend and tell a friend that doctrine of truth is on the air. We welcome you, and our desire to bring the grassroots level where all listeners can call in and a biblical experience so we all can grow thereby. The subject is always through prayer, and suicide is unforgivable by God. Suicide is unforgivable by God. Now, Father, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance, oh God, and bind Satan's hand, oh God, to come against all your people, your friends, oh God, and relatives, wherever they might be. And Lord, uplift us, oh God, through this time and this place, oh Lord, as we come together, encouraging one another, uplifting one another. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen. It's so important today that we pray each and every day, because it's prayer, the open line, communication to all people, amen. Those that are saved and not saved, because when you can make a confession to God about your sins or the things that you have done wrong, and you want him to accept you, amen, and you are willing to accept him as your Lord and Savior and follow his rules and regulation, amen. And through that prayer of confession, amen, and accepting God and asking God is always open. Everybody can pray, saved and unsaved. And what it does is lift the burdens and your stress off of your life that you might feel that's holding you down or confusing you or causing you to think the way that is not profitable to life. And you'll find out, amen, that God loves you, God cares for you when you begin to confess and talk to him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Or just talk to God. Anybody can pray and talk to God. And it does lift. It does encourage, and when you be fruitful and truthful to God as the living God, he's alive and he's not dead, and you approach him as he's alive. Amen. And the church is a part of the communication line between God and heaven through his son, Jesus Christ, where we can all go and hash out, discuss, grow, amen, the things that we don't understand about God. God has representatives in his church where you come as a group, and you know that group therapy is very important, and you notice the world, and they'll be involved in all type of games and clubs and commitments to one another in groups. So it's very important. Part, when we go into this discussion, amen, that you remember that God loves you and he is for you. He is for you. God is for you. If it wasn't so, the birth of Christ and the death, burial, and resurrection during the Easter time of the resurrection celebration will be wrong. But John 3:16 is alive all over the world. And that's what it meant. God is for you. He died for you, and he cared for you. And Jesus still caring because he left the church. Amen. And it is for you. God loves you. Now, there's a communication gap. There's a virus going around, and people are being caught in this false information. We call it a virus because this thing that we're dealing with amen, is false communication. False communication can cause you to take your life. Amen. False communication can deter you from being successful in life. Amen. So the discussion that we will be talking about, amen, suicide is not, amen, is not the answer to anybody's problems. Jesus is still the answer, because when God set up his commandments in Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter in the 17th verse, he said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. But when a person intentionally take his own life, oneself take his own life, he intentionally go out. Amen. God does not forgive that, because it's a part of his do not laws and rules and regulations. Why it's so important? Because Jesus died for everyone. If Jesus did not die for everyone and forgive everyone, then you might have argument. You might have a say, well, God, this, you know, I did this. No, Jesus died for everyone, saved and unsaved. That's why everyone have a right to come to Christ and say, Lord, forgive me. I want to be a Christian. I want to change my life. Help me. And he will give you, amen, the ability and the right, amen, to learn how to deal with these situations that you're going through, because you will live somewhere. You will live somewhere. And this is the false information, amen, that's out there. Oh, okay, when I'm dead, I'm gone. Then I have nothing to worry about. No, more, no, no, my brother, my sister. You will have eternal life, or you will have eternal damnation. You will live somewhere. That's what hell is all about. And this is what heaven is about. This is what the church is about. The churches say, okay, we want everybody that can understand the difference between life here on earth and life after death. Amen. You accept Christ here on earth, you can have life after death. There's no more death when you accept Christ here. Amen. When you accept Christ, your spirit go to be with God. If you don't accept Christ, your spirit will go to be with 666. The spirit will go to be with the devil. The spirit will go to be with hell. Amen. So that's the difference. You will live, but you have to choose what you want to do when you want to live. This is why God, he sent out messengers, and he sent out all discussion about heaven. He sent out everything. But we should get the whole story. The whole story is about God. Amen. He loves everybody. But the problem is, the bottom line, that we will get discouraged in this life. Philippians, the fourth chapter, and we're going to read a portion, you know, the King James Bible. Amen. Or the Amplified Bible. Or you might have American Standard. You might have a New International Bible, or a Good News Bible. We want to read a portion here. Amen. We think that might be the root, but we always like here, the doctrine of the truth, to discuss things, amen, openly and in love, have everybody in the interpretation. Because remember, we come to help each other. Amen. And Proverbs says, iron sharpening iron. You know, if you a cook or someone, you know, you're sharpening your iron, you have a stone or something, but it's got to be hard. So iron sharpening iron. We're coming to increase our knowledge and understanding that we can help others as well as help yourself. Amen. So in Philippians 4, we're going to read a little bit here. And Paul is talking in Philippians 4. He's talking to the church, telling them about peace and understanding. And Paul said in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. And finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think. And this is a thinking game. This is about your mind. Amen. This is about your mind, how you think about yourself. And Amplified Version, it says here that the sixth verse, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstances and in everything, by prayer and petition, request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants be known to God, and the peace of God shall be yours, and the tranquility state of your soul assured of the salvation through Christ Jesus, and of the fearing nothing from God, and being content with the earthly lot of whatsoever sort that it is, as peace. Now, the world is to say in Romans 8:28-26, everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. And I know many of you all here say, oh, it's all good. How you doing today? Oh, it's all good. You know, your tire can be falling off, and, you know, you're late for work. And you say, oh, man, it's all good. It's all good. They be quoting the scripture, because the Bible says everything works together. Everything is working right now in your life, in my life, amen, and it's going to turn out to be a better experience for you. You can always look back and say, you know, God took me through this, and you can encourage people, oh, man, don't worry about it. Just put your spare tire on and just come on. You can make it. I did last week, a year before last, thing happened. Don't worry. You know, the holidays coming, just go ahead and get ready. Amen. Have your car worked on, and thank God you didn't have it broke down on the road. You know, think positive. You can get through the storm. You can get through the rain. So it's about thinking. And Paul was saying in Philippians, think on these things. In other words, think positive. Amen. Amen. And I know one of the is discouraging and discouraging spirit. Amen, is one of the things sometimes you have to overlook or you have to overcome when you got family and friends and relatives and things happen, being discouraged. You can get discouraged. Yes, you can get discouraged. And discouragement is a lot of time when you just lay all your values and your weight and your trust on someone or some place or some time, amen, and you find that you have no other recourse. You haven't planned a plan one or plan two. You know, always they've been taught early in service and life, and, you know, even your accountant would tell you, or they tell you to save up for a rainy day, amen. When you get laid off your jobs, you have some money laid up. And sometimes you weren't able to get that done, amen, or something come up. And there's always things that are happening in this world. Jobs are either not guaranteed anymore, amen. You can get a good job, and 4 or 5 years from now, you're doing well, and the job is downsizing, and they don't stop the retirement funds. And, you know, because of the changing of happening in the leadership is, in high places, they are changing. Amen. So don't depend on nobody but God through Jesus Christ. Amen. He loves you. He cares for you. And he also can teach you how to live in this world until he come back. Until he come back. Because Jesus, according to St. John 14, he's going to prepare a place for us. That's why the church is still here, getting together and as many people we can. Amen, to come to Christ and love Christ and to maintain a Christian walk until he come. So God is trying to gather all many people he can. The message is going out, come to Christ, come to Christ. And when you do come to Christ and you learn of the lifestyle, we have to change the thinking about the lifestyle. You cannot continue the same old lifestyle in Christ, amen, that you had in the world. It will not work. It will not work. And you can see, you can get disappointed. You can be let down. You can be discouraged by things, because people are people of people. We're all people. Amen. We're all human. You can make mistakes. Amen. So all of that is in the message of Christ. All of that is in the message of Christ. There were three great men that walked with God, and one is well known in the Old Testament. Amen. David was conspired against by his son Absalom to take over the kingdom when he got sick. Amen. In the in 2 Samuel 17:23 conspiracy, David had to leave. Amen. And they find out the advice. Amen. One of the priests was trying to get David killed. He went home and took his own life. In Corinthians, I mean, in 1 Chronicles 10:4, Saul killed himself and took a sword and fell on his sword because the Philistines, we call that, caught in the war, and Saul took his life. Amen. All of us kind of knew and well known about Judas. Not too many people want to name their child Judas. Amen. You might as well go and admit it. Because Judas in the Bible, amen, he betrayed Jesus. Now, you have to think about that. Now, Jesus set up the church, and Judas walked with him. He was the treasurer, and he saw all the miracles. If Judas would have wrote a book before he died, I don't know how many books that people might be selling books now. There's all kind of phony books popping up about the life of Jesus and all of this. And anyway, Judas, he sold information, amen, to the Pharisees how to find Jesus in the garden, and he sold Jesus' whereabouts for 30 pieces of silver. And after they find out that what they was going to do with Christ, and Judas started feeling sorry about it, and he went back to the priest, went back in the temple, and told him that he's sorry, he's not going to take this money, and he's not going to do it. And the priest said, get out of here. We don't have nothing to do with you now. That's your problem. And Judas threw down the money and ran out of the temple and went and hung himself. He was despaired about it, and he was upset about it. Amen. But Judas knew all. He knew all. Amen. But, you know, his heart did not change. You can be around the church, be in the church, and read the Bible, but if you don't let the Bible get in you, if you don't let God get in you to change your lifestyle, you can see and walk with anybody, but you have to change your lifestyle, amen, according to God's word, amen. So I know many out there probably went to church, and you got upset the things that happen in church, things that happen on your job, and discourage you, and yes, this will, you're living. Thank God you still have that feeling in your life. Thank God that your heart haven't turned stone against living. Amen. People are people. You made mistakes. They made mistakes. And that's why the model prayer we pray in the Garden of Matthews, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. Then also, we say, Lord, our Father which art in heaven, Matthew 6. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses. You know, what you did, forgive somebody else. And you say, no, I didn't do nothing. What about that gentleman pulled in front of you and blocked you off? You couldn't make that turn, and you blew and reached your head out the window and almost threw your hand up the wrong kind of way. Amen. You pull off and you quoted some scriptures after him. Amen. You got yourself all upset. Amen. You thought you wouldn't do it and said, oh, Lord, forgive me. Amen. Forgive us our trespasses and forgive those that trespass against us. Amen. You rub and shoulder with people day to day. We're living in a land where you have to work with other people. If you're a contractor, you still got to get their money. Amen. You live in a land with multi-million people in the whole world. Sometimes you will make a mistake. And sometimes people will, you know, make mistakes against you. But the whole thing issue is now we're talking about. Tonight and today, wherever you might be. We're getting ready to go in the studio now. We'll open up the phone lines. Those of you that are listening, I thank God for you. As always, when we come into the studio, amen, we always give out your first, your area code and your last four digits. We will not give you your name out in case you want to. Amen. Because we, many people are viewing the message and the program, but we want you to be free to express yourself. You might have an answer you want to ask concerning this subject. Maybe you want to add something, a point of view to this subject. Amen. I know God, when it's Philippians 4, I have read, amen, I was kind of feeling down, a little depressed. And the time that God gave me this early in my ministry, and I told him, you know, I was there, and the Lord said, no, you don't need that. You don't need that. And I was all, he took a position where I was saying I was going to have some coffee when I finished my meals and fixed. And the Lord spoke, he said, you don't need that coffee. And I said, yes, I do. I need my coffee. He said, no, you don't need your coffee. Then I had to catch myself, realize nobody was in the house. I said, oh, my God. And he knew. Yeah, I set up plans and programs and things can come up. And it will let you down. People can let you down. And, you're going to get upset. You're going to get upset. Might as well face it. You will feel upset about it. And he was teaching me these things. Said, don't do that. Don't do that. So don't put your heart. It can be on your coffee, your food, other people or holidays or programs. And it will cause that spirit the enemy put in you, thinking that, you know, you're tired of all this situation in the world and you're going to end your own life. Don't do that, because if you do that, amen, you will not live in heaven. According to the scripture, you will not live in heaven. Amen. So here's what we're about. We're going to open up the lines now. Amen. If I say, well, you know, Bishop, you're wrong on that answer. I know I'm going to live in heaven. Well, you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Amen. You can push one on your phone if you're calling in. Amen. And we're at my studio. We'll put you in, and we'll call out your area code and last four digits, and you can express yourself. That's what we're here, to talk about your opinion, amen, on this subject. All right, we're going to the phone lines, 954-8913, 954-8913. God bless you. You're on the air.
Yes, my name is Altalena Brown, and I'd like to know, can you just pray for my family?
Okay. All right, all of us out there now that's listening, we're going to pray right now. And Father, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance right now, O God. We bind the spirit, O God, that's not like you. And God, the spirit of discouragement, O God, that you give them another day, another time, and a moment, O God, because this is this day and this time. O God, you give us joy and you give us strength. And Jesus, you have suffered the cross, and you suffered being spit on. You have been suffered being slapped on. So you know how it feels of this time for this family. In Christ we pray, amen. Be of good courage.
Amen.
Okay? All right?
Yes, Lord. Good courage. Thank you, okay? Jesus. Thank you.
God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you. Thank you.
All right?
Have a nice one. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Let's stay on the line. Let's stay on the line, okay? And listen some more,
okay.
All right?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. All right, we have another caller. We have another caller. 954. We have another caller, 954-4427.
Good evening, Bishop. And
God bless
blessing
you
to the line, and good to be on the air again. But this this subject tonight of suicide is, you know, this is where we have to really examine ourselves and what amount of faith we have in us when it comes to living the word. I was looking in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 8, and it said, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not despaired. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." And then when we look over at 2 Peter 5 and 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Now this, there's a lot in those two scriptures, but this life of ours that Christ came and died for and paid the price and died for us, we have a debt to pay. And that is, by our faith, we got to live this life in the trials and the tests and the things that come through everyday living. Jesus said that.
Right.
We have to pick up our cross. And Paul said that he liked to think that he's continuing the suffering that Christ was liking in his walk with his cross. There's nothing. God never promised that it was going to be a life of walking through the garden of roses and sitting in the park of beautiful days. To stand with God, it means that it's going to be a trying of your faith, and they're going to be some rough times. If you live long enough, your faith has been tested more times than none. And when the test comes, it's not time to bow out and get weak. The enemy is seeking who's weak in their faith so that he can destroy them. But you got to be strong in your faith and strong and use the word to stand strong no matter what come at you. They're gonna be times when you don't know, and that's when you got to cry out to Jesus, because he's standing in the gap for you. He's your adversary sitting there in heaven. He never promised that this life was going to be a walk in the park. And it certainly is not. Anyone who's lived any time at all knows that there are times when you really don't know what to do. That's the time when you got to go and you got to use the one thing that you have that's the most effective thing you ever have in your life, and that is prayer. You got to pray and stand on the word and trust in the word that it's going to bring you through whatever adversity that you're going through.
All right. Very good. God bless you. Amen. As always, amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We always pray, Lord, give us our daily bread today. Give me a word. Give me a word, and he will do so. All right. We have area code 561-5981. Area code 561-5981. God bless you. Amen. Okay. We're back to, I'm sorry, we hit that one. Area code 561-1413.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Bishop, sir, and everyone on the line. If I'm not mistaken, I just came on. The subject is suicide.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen. Okay. I just want to say a few verses of this song to minister over the airwaves. Amen. To everyone that's listening, and to kill this spirit of suicide. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. Once you had a touch of Jesus, you would never be the same. And then in the end it says, can I get an amen? Repent for the mission of your sins. Allow the King of Glory to come in. For the wages of sin, you know it is death. But the gift of God, for the wages of sin, you know it is death. If God doesn't shorten the time, there will be no souls left in the land, upon on the earth, and in the land. I'm talking to every woman, boy, and man. Repent. Amen. I mixed my own song up, but the point is that if God don't shorten the time, no souls will be left. These are perilous times we're in. So we have to seek him. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. There's always, like we say, we come on the air, we talk to one another, encourage one another. The Bible said in these last days be days of sorrow. Amen. Well, we can make it. We can make it. Amen. And being a child of God, that's rescue right there, that mind, to be in Christ. Amen. God bless you. Amen. As always, amen. I remember I used to I read Job, and sometimes I couldn't read Job. I said, my God, how can this man, Job, go through all of this? The one thing Job did never, amen, he never thought about turning back on God. He knew who God was. And that is one of the deep hidden secrets you got to have, knowing that he's alive and he's not dead, knowing that he is with you regardless. Amen. He didn't say you had to be rich, poor, whatever, to become a Christian. He said if you that believeth in him. Amen. Then that's where the growing aspect is, when we start reaching out to him. Amen. When we start reaching out to him and accepting him and start living into him, it's a day-by-day process. It's a day-by-day process. And when you go through one thing and you find out, say, oh, how I made it through. How I made it through last year. How I made it through last year. How I made it through, amen, through that operation. How I made it through when that God, the job broke down. I didn't. You look back, there was God. It was God through his son, Jesus Christ. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. Phone lines are open. I think we'll be back at 561 again, 1413. The engineer.
Yes, that's okay.
There.
You can bypass me. My phone was
okay.
Turned off, but
okay.
You can bypass me.
All right. We're going. Thank you. We're going to area code 305. Now we're going to area code 305, 4271. Amen. Go right ahead. Area code 305. Area code, all right, we're having a little technical problems here. I'm kind of moving around the studio here a little bit. Amen. You can call me back, area code 305. Amen. We might have to cut you off there for a moment. Amen. But Job, if you read the book of Job, amen, Job know who blessed him. He knew, amen, who had took him through things. If you read the book, all the Bible is true always. You have to accept the Bible as truth. You have to accept it as truth. Cannot say amen. When people don't accept the Bible and they're talking about it took so many million years and so many translators, amen, they begin to talk like that. But if you just look at the part that Jesus talked about, it, in the last days, be walls and rumors of walls. We have that. Earthquakes and diverse places, we have earthquakes. Everything Jesus talked about in the last days, we have it. And the Bible speaks of that. Amen. So I would rather be on the positive side of the Bible. I'd rather be with Christ, and I'd rather be accepting him. If you accept the cross and you accept the birth of Christ, amen, all in between is to help you grow. All that in between is to help you grow. And you have it in you. You have the ability. Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and follow the procedures of going to be water baptized, amen, and going to church, find some place where they believe in the whole Bible, amen, the Old Testament and New Testament, and read it, and you focus on it, you'll find out, amen, it is true. It is true. All right. We're at area code 786-4319. Area code 4786-4319.
Hello.
Dr. Yes.
All right. I tried to key in twice and the phone cut me off. I don't know what's going on. But anyways, I just want to say that, you know, we are concerning suicide. God accepts us in him. And he gives us life. So suicide is not of God, regardless of what the conditions are. But here's the thing. Those of us that are in Christ, it's really impossible to commit suicide, you see, because our life are hidden in him. Am I making sense?
All right.
Those of us that are in us. So then, therefore, God judges. He's the one that judges the world, you see. So what we're looking at here, if you belong to Christ, no suicide, simply because whatever you go through, God is with you, and he gives you the ability to bear it. I think I just made sense. So our life, amen, belongs to him, no longer us. So that's why we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. We have to work with him. If you want to be saved, open your mouth and Christ will receive you. You see what I'm saying? So God, eventually, we live in, amen, this life because we'll be planted as a seed. Amen. And nobody burns up the seed. Now, you hear a lot of people are burning up the dead. They are doing these things now, supposing to save money. But everything belongs to us. So as we live, so shall we die, but yet in Christ. Amen. So all this other stuff is of the world. It's not of God. It's of the enemy. Because there is, amen, a resurrection. So we have to give, amen, as God calls us. And it's so wonderful we can get close to him that the enemy won't even touch us. So that's what I'm looking at here, Bishop. All this stuff, you got to know where you stand today. If you belong to Jesus, say you belong to him. Amen.
Yes,
live like you belong to him. Anything that's improper is not good enough to keep you out of the kingdom. God is able to fix that. Amen. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're looking at here. All this stuff, and I like what you said, hit it on the head. All this stuff coming along now, amen, is somewhat fashioned to your liking, but it's only to destroy you. What the enemy wants, those that are listening, he wants to get that eternal life from you. Amen. So I'm going to leave it right there because all this stuff, it's just ridiculous. All this stuff is a mix-up. It's a mess-up. Amen. But your simple salvation, nobody else and no one else can say, I got a friend in Jesus but us. That call on his name. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. Very good. As always, I heard Peter talking there when you was talking. Peter said, God don't put no more on you than you can bear. Amen. So, amen, God. Amen. He know you can take it. God know you can go through it. All right, 754-7506. 754, I believe it is. 7506. Okay, I think we have, amen, the studio kind of doing what he want to do tonight a little bit. But no, we're at 850-2337.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, everybody. You know, I was just listening, and when I do Psalms 1 and I meditate on God's word, because the battlefield is in your mind. You know, but you guard your heart because the issues of life come out your heart. And it's what is in your heart that counts. if you don't watch and pay attention to what you're thinking, the enemy will try to get in there because that's where the battlefield at. And try to get you to take yourself away from this earth if you're not careful. That's why I pray every day for a sound mind and have to put on the whole armor of God every day. I don't put it on just, I don't care if I'm feeling good. I don't care how I'm feeling. Because when I pray for a sound mind and guidance and ask God to cover me, cover my family, cover the people in prayer, you know, and I'm walking by faith and not by sight. And you know, I'm quoting these anti-suicide prevention scriptures to keep me from thinking like that. Well, that's what I call them. I call them because if I don't say greater is he who is in me and he who is in the world, before I know it, I'll be back in the world. And the things that they do, like I told my brothers, they are unacceptable. These things are you got to change the whole way you think and the whole way you live. If I say I'm going to live for Jesus, I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm not going to be ashamed in the barbershop, on the corner, or wherever I go to the store, wherever, to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord and how he bought me out of thinking about killing myself every day. You know, that's a testimony, but it's the truth. I used to think about it with the lifestyle I was living and thought of myself for being unworthy of the life that God had given me. When I got these scriptures in me and I went back to basics, where my mother trained me, I had to go back to what my mother used to say. Son, don't do that. Don't go over there. Don't hang with them people. I figured it out. It took her leaving this earth for me to figure it out. But I know what she's talking about now. So if you want you some good anti-suicide scriptures, you know, I can give them to you. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you, man of God.
Amen.
Thank God we can laugh about it now, but we understand.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Many of us go through things, and we thought that it wasn't in there, but he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And that's why Paul said, come out from among them and be separated. Touch not, handle not. That helps us. Amen. Because you be around the wrong people, the wrong talking. Amen. You know God can bless you with your budget. Amen. He bless you with your little savings that you're trying to do. Amen. And here come discouragement from others because they're trying to get your money. You know, Proverbs talked about, amen, if I find that scripture, I read that scripture the other day. In other words, Proverbs say if you be around, I'm going to paraphrase it. If you be around nine people, amen, nine poor people that don't have no money, if you be around them long enough, you're going to be number 10. You're going to be number 10. So association does bring on a civilization. If you hang around people that's strong in Christ, or be positive, amen, you're going to help each other. But if you hang around those that don't want Christ, and we know that sometimes in the family, we marry into families. That's why the church always try to, amen, you know, same yoke, same learning, the same compatibilism, and, you know, and there's real love there. Love overshadow things, and love, sometimes you have to endure things. Amen. But you're in this covenant with Christ, and you love one another. All right, we got area code 786-4319. 786-4319. God bless you. You're on the air, 786.
Bless you, Bishop. I was cut off. We have some thunder and lightning here. So I was cut off. But I just want to say that God, he saves us from that, you see. Committing suicide is not of God. That's a wrong way of thinking. Amen. Mm-hmm. You give up that God saved you so you can live. He saved you so that you can show forth his praises. You can what? Experience and taste his grace. That's what he saved us for. He brings us out the world, you see. So what we have to do is make a choice. We have to decide, I'm going to stand. Because as he lived, we live. So that's kind of my input on that, because it's too much is coming against the church, and then it comes up in the church, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So it lackens our ability to let the law, the Spirit to heal us, amen, or for that reason to us to enjoy his presence. When you double-minded, you get nothing of God. You experience nothing but failure. So that whole looking at suicide thing, it's a mess, but it's very fortunate that we're talking about it. Seemed like nobody really want to talk about it. Suicide and this gay thing, seemed like the folks are running from it, but Jesus is saying, stand, amen, and be accounted. You are who you are. So you ain't got no business to frown or what have you, because the Lord is going to what? He going to judge us all. So that's what I want to say.
All right, very good. Somebody have to talk about it. Somebody have to give the truth out to the world. Like I say, it's like a virus going through the land, and good people jumping on the wrong ship, the wrong boat, amen, and they'll find out, oh, God, why people didn't tell me about this? You know, you can't be, and the world moves after the fashions and the movements and the, you know, there's nobody out there giving them alternative to live. And I heard a story one time, a salesman was coming through town. He stopped by in a suburb, and this lady, amen, he knocked on the door, and the house was so dim. And the salesman was selling light bulbs. He said, "Ma'am, I want you to try these new light bulbs here because of the fact, you know, it would be a great help to you." And she was okay. I don't have the money, but okay. So he put a couple of bulbs in, and she hit the switch, and lo and behold, she said, "Must be a miracle. I never seen nothing like this in the world." He said, "In the world, do they have this type of?" The world had, she was so excited. And the man said, "Well, ma'am, you got the same electricity I got. You got the same power that everybody have in the city, is everybody. But you just got the wrong light bulb. You just got the wrong little light bulb. We just had to change bulbs." And the same thing is happening, amen, here, amen, in the world, that, you know, so many people are being despondent, they've been so let down, they feel that there's no more to live for. It's just like the little lady that had a little bulb in her house. And what we're just trying to do here is to give you a bigger life to look at. Amen. All right, 954-4427.
954-4427.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, Bishop, you know, suicide doesn't relieve the person or the pain. Suicide is really a selfish act. Because all of that a person does with suicide is pass on the hurt to the family and love and their loved ones, you know, those who love them. Because the person that does that, just what they're doing, they are placing a guilt on the loved ones and family as to why, what could they have done to have prevented it. So it's a passing of guilt and hurt and pain on to those who are left behind. And we got to understand that the enemy is always trying to back us into a corner to convince us to say that you might as well go on and take yourself out, you know. And that's what he wants to, the picture he wants to paste to the want to paint that picture to the person that's considering that you know, there's no hope. But the Word of God teaches us that your faith is all the hope you need in Christ Jesus to stay alive. You know, tests and trials are going to come, but you got to stand on the Word of God. And let me say, us believers have no business committing suicide because we have the Word. And if we stand on that Word, it will deliver us. God said He provided a way of escape for us for any situation.
All right. All right, very good. Amen. And good. We'll look at those, amen, outside problems that occur. Amen. I remember a lady gave a testimony that she was getting ready to take her life, and she knew she was saved, knew she had the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God spoke to her when she was about thinking, really getting ready to do something. The Spirit of God told her, get rid of all that sugar in your house. Her diet was really, you know, giving her a sugar high, and it was things that happened, and she being such a letdown, and she didn't realize her diet and was really affecting her thinking and oppressing her. Medication can do the same thing. You see these side effects of medication. They announce sometimes they announce it, sometimes they don't. Amen. Concerning medication in your life, in your family. Amen. And so there are outside efforts that the enemy uses, and sometimes we don't know. And lack of communication, lack of information affect us, and it take God through prayer. Amen. God is the one that helps us through. Or either someone's or some places you can hear talking like now in this program, maybe God has led you through. I know God led you through this program, those are listening. Amen. Let you know, amen, it is not by no luck or chance. He's answering your prayers, and you should consider your environment. You should consider your medication. You should consider, amen, your diet. Your diet. Amen. So we thank God for you. We can take one more caller, because then we don't have to go in prayer. And we need one more caller. You all want to express yourself or ask a question. And we will be praying for everyone that's on the air, as always. As always, we have prayer for all of you. Amen. And, you know, sometimes we can carry some things, some weights that we should not carry. Amen. You can't worry yourself down because family, friends, or relatives don't want to accept Christ. Because you say it so, they should. You don't know why. You don't know why people don't act the way you want them to act, you know. But God, in His prayers, in your communication with Him, everybody going through financial difficulties, everybody. I know many expressed that, you know, they didn't want to have any bills. They always paid their bills. And now look what happened. Amen. Just communicate. Communication. Amen. A talk policy. Talk it out. Talk it out in the home. Amen. Stand the ground. Stand the ground and talk it out. Amen. Call the bill collectors and talk it out. Amen. God will supply your need. Amen. And He'll take care of you. The Bible says, Matthew 7:7, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door be open. Talk to others about your situation. We have the internet, we have the telephone, we have television. Get the right documentation, positive things. Philippians 4:4. Amen. Think on positive things. Let your mind be positive. Amen. All right. I think we're going to go into prayer now. We need full prayer partners, and give us an open prayer. Amen. As we begin to close, we need full prayers. I'd like to have one come forth now. Anyone that has touched prayer, just push one on your phone, and we're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen. Pray for those that, you know, our brothers and sisters, amen, they're being despaired, they're being discouraged, amen, they've been let down or brokenhearted, amen, but this, it'll pass. it'll pass. As soon as we get off this program, you wake up tomorrow. Amen. God will give you the solution. Maybe give me a solution now what to do. But it's in your mind. God will help you. Amen. Like everybody call you dealing with 911. Everything don't have to be a 911 in your life. Amen. It can be a 411, information line. You just need more information. More information. All right, just press 1 on your phone. Amen. We need a prayer warrior. Press 1 on your phone, and we're getting ready to pray for those that, amen. Remember the little old lady, you got the same electricity, you got the same energy. You just need a bigger idea. Amen. Renew your mind and ask God to help you. Amen. You're trying to look for a job, create your own job. Amen. Be your own boss. Amen. You know the talent you have in you. Amen. Amen. The day and time we can create our own. Some of you got talent. You just haven't even jumped out there and did it. And you can make your own job, make your own salary. Amen. All right. God bless you anyway. We love you all. Amen. We want you to continue to pray one for another. Now we're going to pray, Father. We thank you right now, oh God, for the listeners. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance and bind Satan's hand, bind the spirit of lack. Oh God, bind the spirit of confusion. God, bind this spirit that's in the household. God, we come against it right now, all of us here. Amen. 12 or more, amen, that we can't see on the internet. Amen. We're all listening. We're all pulling together because, Lord, you put us all here together. And you say we're two or three touching in agreement. And we're all in agreement against suicide because we know it's not a spirit, oh God, of you. We rebuke it that now. That it would go to the spirit of hell, it would go back where it came from. Oh God, we ask you to loose the household. Oh God, loose the mind. Give us a bigger idea, amen, about our problems. Amen. Open up our minds to search after more information about our problems, our conditions, oh God. And we ask you and through your Son Jesus, through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the hand of visions and the vision of dreams, that you would touch the sister, touch the mother, touch grandma, touch grandpa, oh God, the head of the household, oh God, bring the increase to their mind. Because we know, Lord, when they believe in their mind, oh God, of how great they are in you, oh God, when they begin to look at their mind, say, I can be a better person, I can have a better salary, and they begin to reach out for it in their mind, and God, and visualize it, it will go into their wallet, it will go into their bank account. So God, increase their thinking about themselves, increase their thinking and increase their health, oh God. Let them look at themselves as being healed, amen. And they begin to work towards the things that help them to be healed. In the name of the Son of Jesus Christ, and we give you the praises, and we give you the honor, amen. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you all, amen. Just confess it and believe it. Start renewing your mind. Read books to increase your mind. Amen. Because as I said earlier, this is a mind thing. Amen. If Job can do it, Peter can do it, Jesus can do it, Matthew can do it, John can do it. Amen. Andrew can do it. Your mother can do it. The deacon can do it. The choir member can do it. Amen. And your neighbor can do it. Your sister can do it. You can do it. Amen. God does not put no more on you that you can't bear. Amen. He is making you stronger, making you a stronger person. Sometimes we need a little push. Amen. Amen. God will give us a little push to say, you listen, you are a greater person than you are now. Amen. He want to help you. God bless you. Amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Until next time, we love you all. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. God is not dead. Amen. As long as you're alive, you can talk to him, and he always will come your way. He'll send somebody your way. God bless you. Until next time. God bless you, Bishop Poole. Thank you.